Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Carlos, Marte has handled a difficult spot pretty professionally, but he's talked about how tough it's been. So just as a team in there, how good does it feel for them to watch him come through there?
Really good, really good, especially because of what you're saying right now. You know, not an easy role for him now after being an elite player in this league for a long time. And not getting results, because I feel like the at-bats have been there. We saw the first at-bat today of Alvarado when he smokes a ball and right at the left fielder. And it's not easy, you know, when you're not getting enough playing time or enough at-bat, and just finding a way to stay ready and knowing that when you're coming into the game, you're facing a pretty tough arm, most likely, because it's a high leverage situation. But honestly, you got to give those guys credit because they continue to support him, to continue to have his back. Understanding this is a long season, you know, and at some point he's going to contribute. Sure enough, he did it today. It was good to see him come through and, good to see that.
You guys have put Max Kranick into some pretty difficult spots, and he seems to come through every time. What does he continue to show you?
Man, he was unbelievable today on a day where we were staying away from him because of the circumstances, obviously. Comes in there in a very difficult spot and continues to make pitches, continues to stay on the attack. The moment is never too big for him. Trusting his stuff in the zone and, got huge out for us.
What happened to Diaz?
Left hip cramping, you know. He said that he kept cramping up, and that's why he kept stepping off, you know, until he called us. And it's like, hey, I'm cramping here. So it's left hip, and we'll see what we got.
Mike?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about Diaz. But just the manner you guys were able to come back to win, complete a perfect homestand, I mean, was this just kind of emblematic of the way this team has played this season?
Yeah, look, man, today is a perfect example of a lot of winning plays, a lot of fundamental plays. I'm going to go back to at the beginning of the game, Lindor makes a backhand play, you know, to end an inning. That ball gets through, it's a different inning. Then we couldn't make a play, and Peterson picked Vientos up, you know, by getting out of that inning. Bases loaded, one out. Outfielders getting behind the ball on shallow fly balls when we runners at third base. Soto making a huge throw at the plate. Senger not only catching the ball but applying attack. Pete being in the right spot with Cotton. Like, there's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of good at-bats, getting big hits, walks. And then from the pitching standpoint, not giving in when you have – like, there's a lot to like about the way the guys are playing. Again – contribution from everyone. Brazoban comes in, gets the 3-4 hitters we were asking him. Danny Young comes in. Budo, we're asking a lot out of these guys, and that's a huge team win there.
Ron, all right.
Even though obviously there's a long way to go, is there significance to opening up some distance between you and one of your division rivals?
It's always good to win games, to win series, especially when you're playing against teams within your division. But understanding it's only April, and we're going to see those guys a lot more, and they're a good team, you know. We just happen to be playing really well. I said it last night, it's going to be a fun summer, you know. The Braves are good, they're good. Like, there's a lot of good team overall around the league. So, but we know we're good. We just got to continue to take care of business and continue to control the things that we need to control.
The way you're playing, does that help the mindset going into like the bottom of the 10th, knowing that you have the ability to do good things quickly?
Yeah, and especially when we get out of bases loaded one out, you know, for Kranich to keep it there. And what's coming for us offensively, and you see Soto, it's Pete, it's Vientos, it's Nemo. So you're like, we got a chance, you know, we just got to keep it somewhat close. And that's what Kranich did. And coming into the bottom of the 10th, we like our chances. There was a good feeling in that dugout. And I'm glad Pete came through, and then the other guys, and then obviously Marte there.
Tyler on the left.
Carlos, like you say, there's a lot of good things happening. Could you pinpoint any one that been the most encouraging thing about this homestand?
Wow, there's a lot. You know, I could sit here and talk about our pitching staff. I could sit here and talk about, you know, Pete and Lindor and the way we're playing. Not only the way we're pitching, but the way we're playing behind these guys defensively. It's hard for me to single one particular area or one particular guy. I think it's as a team, we're playing as a unit. And you see 1 through 26, guys are, you know, preparing. Their guys understand the roles when and they're ready to go when their name is called, you know. So, again, today we're facing a pretty tough arm, and we found a way to get the job done.
Jorge on the right.
Carlos, just back to Diaz. Just to clarify, do you not believe he'll need any testing or anything?
Just cramp? As far as I'm sitting right here, nothing. He kept saying he's a cramp. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow, and we'll go from there. But hopefully it's nothing more than a cramp.
Well, on the left.
Hey, Carlos, how much harder did Beatty make that decision for you with that home run today?
How much
harder did he make that decision for you? You guys had the looming decision with McNeil coming back.
Yeah, it's something that I've got to go back and talk to David now and see what we're going to do. But again, he's playing well, you know. So it's Acuna, so Beatty hits a homer. Acuna comes in and gets a single, and then he's in scoring position. So it's a tough one here.
And just what do you think of the play with Soto and Sanger?
Pretty good. Soto getting behind the ball, and then Sanger making sure he catches the baseball and then quickly applying that tag. But the one hop from Soto, but just getting behind the ball and, you know, making that one hop throw, I thought it was a really good, a well-executed play.
Dave?
Carlos, as good as you guys were playing, is it even a better measuring stick when you're facing a team as good as the Phillies and you're just a little bit better than them in every aspect of the game and you have an answer for everything that they're doing?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, we know we're good, and we know they're good, you know. We're executing right now, and it happens, you know. There are going to be stretches throughout the year where you're going to run through some teams where teams are hot and you're not playing as well. It just happened to be the case now, but also understanding that we can't get too high, you know. We got long ways to go, but it's good to see guys in the way we play against a really good team.
Abby?
How tough of a play is that for Sanger to make at the plate there?
Not easy one, because he's got to catch, kind of reach for it, and then quickly, you know, apply the tag, not knowing where the runner's coming, you know, which angle he's going to slide. He just went right down to the plate. But I think the hard thing there is catching securing the baseball, and then after that, just turning and applying the tag. Not an easy one.
Mark, behind you.
Carlos, did you have Reed Garrett today?
he was going to come in the 11th, and I was staying away from him.
And just in general, with this bullpen, I mean, through the 3 weeks, whatever it's been, does it feel like that's been the strongest point of this team?
Yes, because you feel like the eight of them are getting huge outs for us, you know, and they know, they understand, you know, when we're called their names, is because we feel good about their chances getting three outs. It doesn't matter whether we're up one in the seventh or in the ninth or whether we're down three. Their job is to come in and attack and get the three outs we're asking them to do. Some of them multiple innings, you know. But I think, as I've been saying, it is contagious, you know. Danny Young today in the seventh inning with one out, nobody on him, getting Harper and Schwarber there. He got the job done. Buro asking a lot out of him. So he's just the eight of them, like I said. Diaz being pitch efficient there, and we're pushing a lot of these guys, and we're asking him to go back. Unfortunately that he started cramping, but we're asking a lot of them. But the fact that he's like, I'm ready to go back out after 10 pitches, he says that they're willing to do whatever it takes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.